Greetings and salutations. We are Pop Culture. Welcome back. Hey, yes, folks, welcome back to Pop Culture. We have returned. It feels like forever since we've recorded some episodes. And we are on episode 47, which I am calling Come On Down. Ooh. Yes, come on down to the porch and join us because we are going to be talking about game shows of yesterday when they were good.
when they were good.
I am your host, Brian Burchett Ross, and with me on the porch, as usual, are my buddies, my cohorts, my friends. At least that's what I call them. I don't know what they call me, and I really don't want to know. But we have
Jeff Finley.
And we have
Dave War.
And we have
no big whammy, no whammy, no whammy, bing! Who is Robert Yeoman?
he's ready to go.
That is the question.
And we have
how am I supposed to follow that, Ron Roberts? And happy opening day, people, if you celebrate when we were recording.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, is today opening day?
Yep.
Theater day, too, isn't it?
World Theater Day. Yep.
We are recording on March 27th, which is World Theater Day, so
I thought this was Pop Culture.
Popped Culture, yeah.
Right, so why are we mixing?
Oh, I see. Yeah, we can't talk theater. That's the other place.
Oh.
All right. That's
theater is popular culture.
But we don't talk pop culture on the other theater. Anyways.
Carry on.
I have to say we kind of do. But listen, before we get into our discussion of the day or our talk of the day, I discovered a new product, and I thought, if you guys, maybe you have had it, but maybe you haven't, and I thought, maybe we should all try this together.
Oh, boy.
So, I brought 5 cups. Now, I only have 1 bottle, so we're all going to have to share the bottle. Oh, no, I was going to pour it first.
Oh, you're going to pour it first. Oh.
I'm going to pour them first.
Okay.
Oh, so we can't pour our own?
No. I don't. No, not on my porch. We have Blackberry Dr. Pepper. Did you guys know that was out?
I have some in my refrigerator at home. Thank you.
Have you tried it? So you've tried it.
It's zero sugar and it tastes, it's a very blackberry taste.
Have you tried it? Mm. You didn't like it?
Mm. But for the benefit of the podcast, I'll try it.
But you've already tried it, Ron.
But not on the podcast.
Oh, you haven't tried it. It might taste better.
And I haven't tried the full sugar version myself.
Yeah, same thing.
Have you tried it?
I've seen it. I have not tried it.
All right. So, folks, we're going to try.
My preference is the cherry Verners.
Oh, the black cherry?
Black cherry. Yep.
Ooh, that's.
We had cranberry Verners or cranberry.
Have you had the Shirley Temple 7-Eleven?
No.
7-Up?
No, I have not.
It's actually not bad. Not bad.
Do kids actually know who?
Well, no, they don't.
Shirley Temple was.
I'm not giving you a lot because I know we've. I don't want to, especially for those.
Wow,
of
folks,
who
if he's like this with soda, here. I can only imagine what he's like pouring alcohol.
Oh, we got one more here.
Oh, I'm very gracious about that.
I mean, you can smell the blackberry.
Oh yeah, as soon as I opened it, it was like ooh.
So are we ranking it?
Nice bouquet.
I'm going to give you the small one since you already gave me a face.
Top notes, yes.
Yes. So here we are, folks.
I think I taste 24 distinct flavors.
And let's see.
Oh, definitely blackberry.
All right. Let's take a sip.
It's mostly the blackberry. I don't taste the Dr. Pepper at all.
No, it's very, very blackberry-ish.
It is very blackberry. And you're right. There is no Dr. Pepper in this Dr. Pepper blackberry.
Whoa, blackberry.
Blackberry, blackberry.
What's in this blackberry anyway?
What they don't know is that I have secretly replaced Dr. Pepper with vodka.
Well, if you're out there, Dr. Pepper bottling company, feel free to send us more product and we will review it on. This is the greatest Dr. Pepper blackberry I've ever tasted.
Yes. We'll tell them what you want them to tell you.
I'd buy this.
It's not bad. Now, my husband tried it last week and he liked it.
You know what would go great with this? some Big Debs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes,
maybe they can make a blackberry Deb.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the white spring cakes.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
That, yeah. That complements it very well.
Compliment flavors. Yeah. You don't want to overpower the blackberries.
Well, you never know. You never know what's going to happen on this podcast. I'm telling you.
Big Deb should do a blackberry roll like there's strawberries.
Oh, strawberry roll. That would be so
McKee great. Foods, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Why? But
we'll promote it.
Yeah.
We'll promote the daylight
side of it. We would do it ourselves, but we don't have the bakeries. You do.
This is true.
Absolutely. Just send us the product. Call us.
Just let us in your kitchen for maybe an hour.
Hostess would never do such a thing. Tasty Cakes would do it, but we know that you would do it.
It's true.
Yeah. Even if we have to stop calling you Big Dubs, which we won't. But that's all right. Hey, listen, we are here today to talk about... Oh, no, I got one other thing.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
He's just full of things.
I am full of things. You're right there,
Bob. Full of something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got mail.
What?
Uh-huh. But it wasn't mail. I received...
Another cease and desist. We just ignore those. We just toss them away.
Yeah, we don't.
We just ignore the first 26.
Listen, when Disney did it, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we find another studio and you'll never catch us.
Nope. No, I got to find where it was here. I received a text. Actually, I wasn't the only one to receive a text.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yes.
We have a fan right here in Monroe, Michigan, our hometown. So we do know somebody.
I hope so.
Somebody listens. And she sent a text, and I can't find it now.
Why don't you tell what the gist was?
Basically, her name is Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
And she really enjoyed the commercial episode that we did, and sent Jeff and I, and we know Tracy because we worked with her at the courthouse.
Yep.
But she sent us her favorite commercial of all time.
It was Faygo, wasn't it?
No.
It was a good commercial.
It was a very good commercial. No, it was a commercial for VD.
What?
Valentine's Day?
Not that
well,
VD.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that.
But it is funny because the commercial starts
disease?
Out. Yeah, because the commercial starts out very... Well, you explain it, Jeff.
Well, basically what she told me, because I still work with Tracy, but what she told me is that when she was growing up, there was a public service announcement basically talk about the evils of VD. And she kept hearing VD, VD. Well, Tracy, as naive as she is, thought VD meant Valentine's Day. And so she was going on to school and wherever she was at talking about Valentine's Day, the VD. And then her mother promptly advised her, no, VD is not Valentine's Day. It's absolutely... something worse than Valentine's
Day. Yes. And so it was
something worse.
But it really is cute because it's like it starts out and you're thinking
make your Valentine's Day worse.
Oh, this is really that but anyway, so Tracy, we received your message and we understand. I know you personally, so I can understand why that's your But we have a listener here in Monroe that responded to us. So thank you, Tracy.
So what was the commercial? I missed that.
It was about VD.
It was VD, but it was a public service
announcement. Don't get it.
Yeah, don't get it.
Don't get it. That was the public service announcement.
Don't get it.
They just came on TV and said, don't get it.
Well she was raised in Indiana.
I get that she didn't understand what it was about, but I... Was there something cute or humorous about this commercial?
Well, because it started out as a very, almost like it was romantic and has nice music. And you see the mother and daughter walking in a field and you see, you know, so you have no concept what this commercial is to begin with. But you're thinking it must be something nice and sweet and intimate. And
like Valentine's Day.
Like Valentine's Day. Yeah. And come to find out, like two-thirds through it, it's like, VD, don't get it.
It's... Settled, it was effective.
Yeah.
It was just. I would hope daughters aren't getting it from their mothers. That's a whole bag of.
No, I don't.
You don't want to touch that. That's a whole nother societal issue. That's
anyway, cool. Tracy. I hope you keep listening.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had a listener who responded to us, and I thought that was just great.
Absolutely.
So we can add Tracy to the growing list of people that contact us once a year.
If you build it, they will come.
That's what she.
Oh, said. No, no.
But hey,
hey now.
Let's get on with our topic of the day, which is history of game shows. Yeah. Hey, you know,
or game nice. Show tunes. Yeah.
So we all got together.
I can do that. Do 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 do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Are we ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Okay. So we all got together, folks. I finally got him off the porch, and Ron and Bob and Dave and I got together. Jeff remembers the last time he came over to my house, and so faked an illness this time.
I said, I'll never do that again.
And we got to play. We played a few of the games.
We had time for one. It took an hour and a half to set up the board for Family Feud.
Yeah, oh. It really did. It took. Well, you remember the old. Did you ever have the old games, the Family Feud or the Price is Right or whatever? You know, everything was cardboard and you had to set.
Yeah, we had the DVD version of Family Feud.
So. Okay. Yeah, we had the 70s, 1970s stuff.
Fortune.
But we played three games. We played Password. Oh. We played Wheel of Fortune. And we played Family Feud, and I think what we agreed on, if I remember correctly, is that the one we actually enjoyed was Password.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I can tell you that Bob vehemently did not like Wheel of Fortune.
Said you'd never bring it up.
Well, and you know, Password kind of exists today because there's that game where you put it on your phone and you hold your phone up
on your
forehead.
Yeah.
The word so comes up. You know, it's kind of just a version of charades almost without the charade part.
Yeah, yeah. And
guess the word I'm thinking of.
But
five letters.
Six
chances. Oh, it's Wordle. People like word games. Folks. People, you know, Scrabble and all that. People like word games.
They do. Well, I've never been a big Scrabble fan, but I don't spell well. So you got to be a good speller for that. But hey, we're recording two episodes. This is the first one, and I guarantee you, in almost every two episodes, that one of them I'm going to have facts. So sit back. This is the one, folks. Dave fell asleep. Okay. game shows have existed for nearly as long as broadcasting itself. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
No, it's not. In 1923, a daily newspaper, the Brooklyn Daily Eagle, struck on the idea with a radio show, Brooklyn Eagle Quiz, on current events. Since then, game shows have endured changes in the media, landscapes and scandals, Supreme Court hearings, and numerous premature pronouncements of death to the genre. And here we are nearly a century later. Actually, we are. Still tuning in and still playing. Early stages, we had shows like Professor Quiz and Ask It Basket.
Ask It Basket.
I never heard of either one of those, but I think they were before all of our times. I agree. it was forward-thinking producer host Ralph Edwards who took the game show to the next level with his raucous Truth or Consequences the late 1930s. I didn't know Truth or Consequences was around that long. My first time I ever saw it was with Bob Barker.
Bob Barker on TV, yeah.
And that had to have been, what, the late 60s, early 70s,
it was,
maybe?
It was the late 60s.
Yeah.
Mid to late 60s.
Late. Never mind.
Yeah, late 60s, I think. Or 70. Did you ever watch that, Ron?
No.
Okay, so then
And I think there's a town, is it in New Mexico, named Truth after Consequences. Truth or Consequences,
yeah.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Really?
And then after World War II ended, they did shows like Break the Bank, Stop the Music, and Hit the Jackpot, which offered contestants a fortune in cash prizes, which sparked the proliferation of big prize giveaways. And the FCC attempted to outlaw the entire game show genre, believing game shows to be illegal lotteries.
Oh.
So, which I didn't know. But game show, they remained on the air. Former announcer Mark Goodson and former comedy writer Bill Todman collaborated on a new show called Winner Take All and introduced a new feature that remains in game shows to this day, including Returning Champions and Buzzing In. So, and we all love the whole Buzzing In thing. Especially in the late 60s, everybody tuned in and buzzed out or something. It also launched a career of host Bill Cullen. They can't all be gold. Of course, none of mine are, but... anyway, and then, of course, they hit the scandal. Oh, in 1954, the FCC's battle to sink the game show business reached the Supreme Court, which ruled that the game shows were not illegal lotteries and could not be outlawed. So, the following summer, however... game shows hit a really huge snag after they unleashed the $64,000 question, which led to the $25,000 Golden Medley Marathon, a Name That Tune, as well as the $100,000 Big Surprise Break the Bank thing. Anyway, then they all discovered that those shows had been rigged.
Rigged, yeah. There was a movie about that.
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
I believe it was called Quiz Show.
Quiz Show.
That's right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then things went a little kaflooey, but they bounced back in the 60s with innovative producers like Monty Hall, Merv Griffin, Bob Stewart, Merrill Heder, Bob Quigley, and Chuck Barris. Oh, Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
Gotta love that gong show.
You know, he was a spy for the
Nazis. That's right.
You just ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then game shows like Concentration, Password, Let's Make a Deal, Hollywood Squares, Newlywed Game, Dating Game, and even the original Jeopardy offered very modest prizes and cash payoffs of only hundreds of dollars or gifts. And I do actually miss, and we joked about this when we were playing Wheel of Fortune, I miss the days on Wheel of Fortune when after they won, they'd show the big room and they'd go, I'd like the Dalmatian. The Dalmatian statue for 100, Pat. And
you couldn't leave anything on the table for the next spin.
No.
You added to every cent, and that's why the spotted Dalmatian became the butt of all these jokes.
Well, actually, they always did say at the end, and the other $1.28, I'll take in a gift certificate.
Would you like that on a gift certificate or on account? I'll take it in a gift
certificate. Thank you.
Please, no more Dalmatians.
And it, of course, it created some of the greatest hosts of daytime ever, or of game shows ever, like Alan Ludden, Peter Marshall, Bob Eubanks, Tom Kennedy, Jim Lang.
And Wink
Martindale. During the 1972-73 season, CBS gave game shows a much-needed facelift with The New Price is Right, starring Bob Barker, The Joker's Wild, Match Game 73, The $10,000 Pyramid with Dick Clark. They were played on larger sets. Everything became more vivid with colors, flashy lights. And, of course, Match Game had the always wonderful carpet, that shag carpet. I love that orange shag carpet. There was nothing better. And the money and prizes began to swell up again. What else did I say? It gave us Wheel of Fortune with Chuck Woolery, the Family Feud starring Richard Dawson. Let's see, what else? And then cable television arrived in the 1980s and sought out its own niche with shows like MTV's hip and raucous Remote Control. Did you guys ever watch Remote Control?
I did. Was at the bar.
Oh, yeah. That was a weird show.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in like overstuffed...
Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boys, yeah. And it was a very weird, weird show.
It was taken off of a game show in England.
Oh, was it?
Yes, and that's where the chair thing comes in. Basically, they had to tell the truth and whether the celebrity thought, yeah, you're making that bullshit up. They would slam the sand and they'd be catapulted off of the easy chair and sucked down into oblivion.
Oh, wow.
But it's funnier than hell.
Wow. And then Nickelodeon came up with stuff like Double Dare, Finders Keeper, Make the Grade, and all that.
Were they the ones with the temple that you had to climb?
Oh, no, that was
Legends
was
of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, that was
good. Was Nickelodeon as well.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
Or Climbing the Crag. Was that the other one they had?
They all had slime at some point.
Even PBS got into the game show with the beloved Where in the World is Carmen San Diego, which I enjoyed that one too. I kind of like that. What did you ask, Bob? Oh, okay. And then let's see. Then the new century, we had game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, 21, Greed, and one that I really, really did end up liking, Weakest Link. Yep.
You are the Weakest Link. You, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye-bye. I like the daylights out of her. Deal or No Deal, which I didn't mind. I used to play the game like that game on my
on your phone.
On my phone, Deal or No Deal. And then it says here, then game shows became a reality competition with shows like Survivor. Big Brother, America's Got Talent, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette,
The Apprentice,
and American Idol. Now, I will tell you this. I have never I want to make sure I'm right in the mic for this. I have never seen if they think Bachelor and Bachelorette is any type of game show, reality game show or not. It is the most horrific dribble on television.
Completely scripted.
Fake. It is scripted. Yeah. I mean, but they won't admit it.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me. Well, Ron, have you ever seen Bachelor, Bachelorette?
Yes, I have actually.
Which one?
I didn't realize I was being prosecuted here. I have seen snippets of both, Brian.
Okay, Ron. I'm just checking.
Didn't enjoy either.
That's yeah.
One that got me was something called Average Joe.
Oh yeah, yep.
Where it was, you know, going to have the beautiful woman, and she just had the regular guys, and then she had to choose between the regular guy and the hunk. And at the end, he's like, "Is she going to pick the Average Joe? Is she going to pick him?" Well, then of course, nope. She picks the hunk.
Of course.
It's like, well, you just ruined this. And then she breaks up with him because she once dated Fabio, and he couldn't take that. And it was like, what kind of reason is that to break up with a person because they dated somebody?
They want to be in the sequel. Well,
and to me, it was like they just had to explain, here's why this couple isn't going to be together. But it's like, well, you should have gone with the Average Joe who would have worshipped you.
Yeah, but it's all fake.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's just when a reality bumps in.
It's not on anymore. But that's the only one I ever really got.
And I don't remember that one.
I got involved in, and then it's like, nope, I'm done with these.
Yeah. I don't remember that one.
It was the wedding. America picks the bride and groom.
Yeah. There's
I don't remember that one either.
Oh, I think it's on currently, something like 90 Day Wedding or 90 Day Fiancé or something.
Wow.
Because they had to rush to get the dress done. Oh, what cakes are we going to have? And then, no, I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it either. Although I don't know if The Masked Singer is considered a...
I don't know.
I think it's a game show.
You think it's a...
Yeah, I think it's just a
game show.
Because the celebrities are the ones that win. A celebrity wins.
So?
For their charity.
But it's still a...
Well, they just win the trophy.
But there's a
trophy.
But there's a contest involved, right?
There is a contest involved. They got to sing, and then the celebrity...
They got to survive
the panel. Has a celebrity panel, who it is, and, you know, and the people vote them off. The audience votes
them
off.
To me, if there's that competition, you know, Dancing with the Stars is a game show.
Well, that's true. Yes, that is very true.
You know, to me, I suppose it depends how loose you want to get with the concept. But to me, if there's a competition, it becomes a game show.
Yeah. And that's the only one I really like. I will
Real
watch
Gilligan's Island was a game show.
That was a real Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, they had two sets of castaways that they put up against each other, a la Survivor.
Really?
That's interesting.
So they each had to play a part, but they didn't really play the part.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same wardrobe, basically.
That's basically all it was.
Well, hey, let's... it's been a long time, and she's been sitting here for months. Or not months, but weeks, waiting. Do you want me to introduce her, Ron?
Go right ahead, Brian.
I had a feeling. Go ahead, Julie, hit it.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Thank you, Julie. Anyway, gentlemen, so my getting to know you question of the day is your favorite game show. And then I threw another one in for you, who you consider to be probably the best game show host. Maybe not your favorite, but the one that you might consider to be the best. Let's start with, well, let's go around the table this way. Let's start with Ron.
Favorite game show?
Yeah.
I would have to say The Price is Right, the Bob Barker iteration.
Okay.
Just, you know, obviously as a kid, if you were sick home from school, that was always coming on.
Yeah.
it was just good times. It was a good show. Yeah. You know, he... I didn't catch a lot of the jokes when I was younger, but as I go through and watch the replays, I'm like, oh, okay, Bob's a little bit of a perv. Yeah, I've got $100 bill in my pocket. You go ahead and reach in and get that. No, not that pocket. But anyways, I would say that was my favorite.
Okay.
And as far as best game show host, and I think if you looked in the dictionary, I didn't like the guy.
Okay.
Is Chuck Woolery.
Oh.
If you just look in the definition of what a game show host would be, he had that perma fake smile on. He had the perfect hair. Yeah. He had that rapport with everybody, and he just laughed. And it was just, I think he would be the perfect game show host.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that. Well, I don't know about perfect, but he did have – he had it. He had it.
Whatever it was,
he had it. It might have been VD. What about
and we're back.
What about 2-2?
You're back at 2-2.
What about you, Bob? Favorite game show? Did you have a favorite?
Gene Rayburn. Because he was a great straight man to set up Charles Nelson to where at least.
Okay, so he was your favorite game show host. So
definitely.
Was Match Game your favorite game?
No, actually, Password.
Password.
Because they screwed up so much.
Okay.
And I sympathize and I empathize with them after playing the game at your place.
You did a great job, though. You really did.
But still.
What about you, Dave?
Well, Jeopardy, to me, is my favorite game show. I watch it all the time. I shouldn't say all the time. I watch it once a week, probably. Mm-hmm. But I certainly enjoy Jeopardy. However, Alex Trebek probably is my favorite host because he really didn't have a chance to do much. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I really like today, at least, Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Because he gets to interact more with Family Feud.
Right.
But who was the host of Hollywood Squares?
Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall, I think, is probably the solid game show host. Because he could keep things, appeared at least to be able to keep things moving and under control.
Yeah.
Depends on whether they're filming on a Monday or a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, but Peter Marshall was.
Though I have to say, I don't agree with his politics, but Pat Sajak, he really could keep things together on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
In a quiet, subtle way without really demeaning any of the guests. But it's kind of like, okay, we're going to keep it moving now.
Right.
And because that's ultimately the host's job is to keep it moving.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What about you, Jeff?
I'd say my big boy game would have been a Match Game. But there was one, and I don't remember if it was, might have been on the Canadian station, Beat the Clock. Used to watch that.
All the time. Yeah.
And that was kind of like a Double Dare type thing back then.
Right.
But I loved watching that. But, favorite host, I think Bob Barker, both for Truth and Consequences and. Price is Right. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
What about you, Brian?
Yeah,
thanks, Brian. Ron. My favorite. I go back and forth because I really, really love Match Game, and I guess when it comes down to it, Match Game. But there was also a show in the 70s, I think mid to late 70s, called Tattletales.
Oh, yes, the celebrities.
Where the celebrities and their partners would get together and then they try to match answers.
That was fun.
So I love that one, too. As for favorite or best host, that to me is tough. And, of course, it's all subjective. But I really, I think there could be an argument for Bob Barker. I liked Bob Eubanks.
I loved the newlywed game. I thought he was someone who, like Dave said, could keep it moving forward.
But he knew how to pick the right people to ask the wrong questions and then to do the follow-up to make him look really funny.
And his facial responses to sort of,
And you say that moment of contact time when whoever it is being grilled, just when I finally realized what that sounded like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but honey, you said you. that's not what that means.
That's a good one, Brian.
The newlywed game, you wonder how many of them remain newlyweds
after that.
Now, well, they were parked outside of divorce court.
And speaking of newlywed game, have you all seen the big blooper? The one that was the most talked about where. In fact, I looked it up. Yeah. The Bob Eubanks asked one person. Blooper. Hold on. I'm reading it before I say it. Oh, yes. They asked the men, and then the women came later to answer, but they asked the men, what is the weirdest place that you personally, girls, have ever gotten the urge to make whoopee? So all the men answered. So the women come on, and he's asking, and he goes to the one and says, what women is the... And she said, and I'm going to tone it down a little bit, but she said, in the butt.
Yeah, just like that.
It just, they totally lost it. And Bob, I mean, I don't think Bob even knew how to reply at that point. He just kind of went, no. And then he said it again, but you can see his face was like, and they never aired that.
No way to get by the censors. Yeah.
No.
Today they probably wouldn't.
Ooh, that's perfectly exactly what we want.
We
want
to keep you down to 7 F-bombs this episode, please.
Yeah. There was another one that he did, a blooper one, or not a blooper, but they showed it. It was a young blonde woman who was asked, they asked the women, do you consider your husband more urban or rural? And it went to this blonde woman, and the blonde woman goes, I don't know what those mean.
Oh.
And Bob wouldn't tell her, but he just said, oh, come on, you know, urban or rural? And she said, well, he's got a problem with urban. And Bob started laughing, and he goes, so there's a problem with his urban? Yeah. Well, is it something that can be fixed? Oh, yes. I've been working on his urban for a long time now. And it's like you could tell she had no clue, but Bob was running with it, and it was hilarious. Anyway.
You know, one you didn't mention, I was surprised. Maybe it was in the research, but You Bet Your Life, which was huge. Yeah.
That was huge. Yeah. That was what was his
name? Say the secret word.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx, yeah. Say the secret word, and the duck came down.
Yeah. I never watched that.
I watched, well.
I had to have watched it in reruns.
I saw it in reruns.
Yeah, it was off the air by the time.
Yeah, but I think I've seen snippets of it, but I've never actually watched it. Yeah,
John Glenn was on there, actually.
Well, and they tried to redo it with Bill Cosby, and it did not last.
No. Well, the women kept falling asleep.
I know. I may be wrong. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's You Bet Your Life.
Yeah. And there was another one. Concentration was another one I remember.
I hated that.
You didn't like that one?
Oh, that just
You had to get the pictures
so
on there.
Yeah, you had to take the pictures and figure it out.
Who hosted the dating game? I can't remember on the set.
I can see his face, but I can't.
All I know for sure that Tom Selleck was on it. He was a guest, but before he was famous.
Well, and I think, you know, even because I know somebody who was on Fear Factor, and I think a lot of actors get on the game shows hoping to
be seen.
Yeah. Jim Lang.
Was it?
Jim Lang.
Oh, yeah. Right. He was mentioned in my. Yeah, but I think you're right, because I think John Ritter was on one.
Steve Martin was on one, too.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy was on one.
Oh, yes.
Ted Bundy. And there was another serial killer that was on the dating game, and she picked him, and then she met him and went, no, I'm not dating him.
Ron, the – shoot. I probably should move on. The guy who – Nicole and
– Oh, Ron Goldman.
Goldman was on one of those game shows. I can't remember which one.
Okay.
But it was a dating one.
It was. Wow.
You know, Ron mentioned something.
Whatever happened to him?
Oh, Ron. Oh.
Never mind. Sorry. Oh, bad job. Give me a look. I've heard you people say worse. Well, maybe not Dave, but I've heard the word.
Well, what's sad is the real killer is still out there. That's what's sad.
That is what's sad.
We'll never know. Ron hit on something. You know,
I've seen that, yeah.
What did he hit on?
Good to be back, folks. Good to be back.
No, when you were sick, you know, back in the day, there was every channel had game shows from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way up to the news.
Yeah.
You know?
To the afternoon.
And when you were sick at home or, you know, in the summertime, I didn't really watch. You were outside, man. When you were growing up, you were outside. But you would watch the game shows. And then all of a sudden, there's no more game shows during the day. All the game shows are in the evening. You have, you have Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Because they have a bunch of women talking on shows in the morning.
Yeah. It all changed up.
I remember the Joker's Wild.
The Joker's Wild.
Oh, Joker's
Card Sharks.
I apologize to all the women on The View. No? Okay, Russ, don't.
But yeah, and the game shows kind of just have gone glamorous. They moved into the evenings now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's face it. Production, even if you have those big fancy sets, the production values are still pretty low compared to any regular series now.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's one set. You never really have to change it.
Right.
Ellen had the Game of Games or whatever she called that for a while.
Oh, yeah. Ellen DeGeneres,
You know, they turned her thing. So they,
And Hollywood Squares lasted a long time.
It did. And when it went into a couple incarnations and I started watching, I went down that rabbit hole. None of them added up as well as the
original. Because the guests just weren't as charismatic as...
The lawyers got involved.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I do know that No, they weren't as funny. And it looked like they were desperately trying to be as funny. Although I don't know how much... I mean, even I'm not sure how scripted the answers were on Hollywood Squares either.
They're given the answer or given the questions ahead of time.
According to Bruce Valanche, one of the writers, basically it was, first they're on their own. If they think they've got it, they'll signal us and we'll let them do their material. If they're flummoxed and they don't know,
then they read something off of.
Then they had the cue card to go by.
And I almost remember a disclaimer of some sort that said that they were given topics ahead of time to. So they didn't. The guests did not go in cold. They had an idea. Here's what you're going to be hit
with. So they didn't have a half hour of people doing just what we're doing. It's like, well.
So anyway.
Still, it's fun.
In the spirit of game shows and the fact that Jeff couldn't make it because he faked his illness.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys, folks. Jeff didn't. He made his son do it.
What happened.
I thought it'd be...
So that's why there wasn't pepperoni on that pizza. Anyways.
We forgive you, my husband. Anyway, I thought it would be fun. We'll just do one round of this. Match Game to me was just a blast.
Yes.
I love Match Game.
Well, and I'll give credit. I never would have heard of Nipsey Russell or Scatman Crothers without something like Match Game.
Really? I would have never heard of Brett Summers.
Yeah, Brett Summers.
What did she ever do? I mean, she was married to Jack Klugman.
She was married to Jack Klugman.
That was it. That was her clip.
She was on Odd Couple for a couple of episodes.
Or Fanny Flagg. I never heard of Fanny Flagg.
Oh, yeah, Fanny Flagg I would never have heard of either.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you learned some people that you just never would have heard of.
Right. Richard Dawson actually... Well, Richard Dawson already had Hogan's Heroes, but then he kind of disappeared until that show. Yeah. And that show really helped him get his own show, to be honest.
I never would have heard a Chock Full of Nuts. The coffee. And the lady who sang it, she was a guest on one of those things, too. It's like, who is this?
That's right.
I can't remember which show it was, but it's like, who is this lady? Oh, Chock Full of Nuts. Better money.
Before we do this, what was the game show? All I would think of is Gail Arden or Ale Arden, some Arden woman.
Eve Arden.
Eve Arden.
No.
Wasn't it Yarden?
But anyway, what was the show where...
It was an actress, but...
Was it What's My Line, the one where they had to figure out who it was?
To Tell the Truth, maybe?
Right.
What's My Line was where, they'd come in and you'd have to figure out what their real occupation... Who was the real whatever they were saying.
And once in a while, they throw a celebrity in there love that show, too.
On Broadway, they normally did an appearance there.
Yep. But anyway, let's just go around the table. I thought this might be fun. I'm going to give every person a chance to be the contestant. So you three are going to have to match the others, the one who's the contestant. All right? We're going to start with Dave on this. So what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you the question, Dave.
Okay.
And then these three are going to have to write down their answer to try and match what you're going to say.
Oh.
Okay? So we're going to start with Dave as the contestant. Here we go, Dave, and my celebrities here. A bald man complained, "My wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blank it." All right, so... Let everybody write down what they think Dave is going to say.
It's not lost on me. You started with a bald joke.
Wow.
Well, Bert.
Spelling doesn't count.
We're brothers in baldness, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not.
I can't even think how to spell that.
Do, okay. Do, 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 do. I'm editing a lot of dead air on there this. Let me know. Are you all ready? Okay, so, Dave, I'm going to read it again. Get ready. Mm-hmm. My wife thinks my head is an egg, a bald man complained. Last night she tried to blank it.
Crack it.
Oh. All right, crack it. I thought that was a pretty good one. I think that was one of the two best. Jeff, we'll start with you. What did you say, Jeff?
Again, spelling is not it's not an option. Poach.
Poach it. That's
P-O-A-C-H.
We can laugh, folks. By the way. We can be a little loud. I know everybody seems trying to be quiet. We don't have to be that quiet. I need my laugh track. Not bad. Not poach it.
That's a good one, yeah.
Ron.
I went a little bit of a different route, shockingly. Okay. She tried to sit on it.
Wow. Okay, no match there. Bob, my wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blank it. What did you say?
Hatch.
Hatch it.
Probably should have gone with scramble.
I thought about that.
Crack it, scramble it, break it.
I would have said crack it, because when I read this first one I thought of. All right, so now it is Bob's turn.
Okay.
So, Bob, so these three are going to write it down. You don't have to write this one down. Don't yell it out yet until they're ready to, they've written down their answer.
Albuquerque.
Not Poughkeepsie. Okay, here we go. The surgeon said, the man I'm operating on must be a magician. When I reached in to pull out his appendix, I got a blank instead. So you three write down.
Can I have the question again?
Yeah. The surgeon said, the man I'm operating on must be a magician. When I reached in to pull out his appendix, I got a blank instead. Was everybody written down?
Yeah. Bob, you don't have to write it down. You just got to say.
Oh.
You're the contestant this time around, Bob. So, okay, you all wrote it down. So,
Wesley Wabbit.
I got a rabbit instead. Okay. The audience would be applauding that. They'd be like, yeah, that's the answer. All right. We started with you last time. Ron, what did you say? I have a feeling it ain't a wabbit.
A midget, Brian. A midget.
A midget. Wow. That's one heck of a magician.
That's a lot of hot
Dave.
Pepper.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Bob got a point there. Jeff, the surgeon said, I'm operating on must be a magician. When I reached in to pull out his pendants, I got a...
Here comes Peter Cotton.
Rabbit. Hey, Bob's got two.
I'm trying to be funny. That's
I know, funny. And I think it's hilarious. all right, next one is for Ron, so that means you three are going to write. All right, I thought this was pretty apropos. Mary said,
"Oh,
it's hard. I know. Well, I know your wife is Mary." Mary said, "It's hard being an umpire's wife. Every time we have sex, he yells blank." So, write down what you think. It's hard being an umpire's wife. Every time we have sex, he yells blank. Well, I can't do the match game music. Yeah. It was very porn, soft porn. It was what it was. It felt like
I never made that connection till just now. You're right.
Did you write? Everybody got wrote theirs down.
Yep.
All right. Ron, Mary said it's hard being an umpire's wife. Every time we have sex, he yells,
"You're out."
Okay. Bob. What did you say?
Foul.
Foul. That's what my husband said when I played it with him.
Strike.
Strike. And Jeff.
I added a little bit to my foul ball.
All right.
I was also going to go with ball two, but.
Ball two. that's not too bad. All right. And finally, we got one more.
Okay.
Jeff's. Play with me here, folks. Dumb
said.
Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
Thank you, Jeff. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl with blank.
Oh, wow.
I will tell you, my husband and I played this, and him and I had way two different answers. Mine would have probably been bleeped.
What was the question again?
Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
Thank you. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl with blank. Do, 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 do. More dead air to cut. No whammies, no whammies. The wrong game, Brian.
Crayons.
Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Jeff, Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
Thank you, Ron. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl with blank.
Big boobs.
Big boobs. Big boobs. Let's start with Dave.
Do they have to be big?
Right, well, you got a point there.
That's how match game works.
It is, it is. Ron, what did you have?
I tried to keep it clean, surprisingly. I said permanent teeth.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's been a long time there, too.
Dentures would have been funnier.
Well, that's true.
That would have been hilarious. Dumb Dora is so dumb, Bob. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl with what?
Boobs.
Boobs.
You got two. Yay.
Boobs hey, win. Woo-hoo.
You two tied. I'm impressed. Bob and, of course, Bob and Jeff, always the winners here.
Boobs win.
But,
Ron, it was your picture that put it in my mind. Wasn't that you shared that on the text?
Oh, I did. Yes, yeah. Show me boobs.
Oh, show me boobs.
Oh, that's right.
There you go. Yeah, our little text message.
And I didn't
group.
Even take my own advice.
Yeah, I know. Well, mine was worse, but
that was fun.
You know, mine was a Mother Nature thing.
What? I had to think for a minute.
Yeah, I know. What other game shows? What was there any other game shows? And Jeff's right. There was. When you were sick during the day, you know, that there were game shows everywhere. I loved Password as well because I loved the whole, you could only give one clue per, for an answer. But the $25,000 pyramid, I thought was just as fun because it went a little bit farther and it you know.
More
you
than
could,
just one word at a time.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a very high, strong celebrity.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. It just popped into my head. If we'll go around the table. If you could be a contestant on one game show that you thought, okay, I could do this, I could maybe make some money on this, what would it be?
Wow.
Whoever wants to answer first.
Well, I'd love to be on Jeopardy, but I would just kind of stand there going, duh.
I could probably never figure out the buzzer myself, but
unless I got a Cliff Clavin kind of board.
Yeah, there you go.
Comic books for $1,000, Ken.
And it is true; those people never were in his kitchen. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, anybody? Is there one that you think? I would like to play that.
I would say Hollywood Squares because then you got a 50-50 chance of maybe winning something.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a whole lot of knowledge of stuff.
No, you just got to figure out whether they're.
Or it could be.
I think I could clean up on Wheel.
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh yeah.
Let's make a deal. That it's a no brainer. You just come dressed like a stupid costume and
like cowboy.
I like that. I like that.
Just make sure you got a rouge and paperclip in your purse
with Dwayne.
From a far away place.
Wayne Grady?
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady. Yeah, he's. It's not the same. It's like these people hardly dress up at all, if anything.
I only watched that once or twice.
Monty Hall used to do it. Man, everybody.
Oh, it was. What about you, Ron?
I would say probably Wheel of Fortune, but then hopefully it wouldn't turn into a South Park episode.
Dave got that one. What about you, Bob? Would there be one that you would have liked to have?
I would like to sit in on a taping of Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares.
Because that way you could have. You'd have a sarcastic gay square that only make you laugh.
Everybody, yeah, and the world needs more sarcastic gay squares. I'm right there with you, Bob. I really am. I think for me, I would have to. I wouldn't have way back in the day. I would have had a blast with. My husband trying to do Newlywed Game.
Oh gosh!
But all in all, I would have said Match Game. I just and I don't care if I would have won or not. Just sitting with six you know, across from the six celebrities trying to, watching them have fun and trying, I think that would just been a blast in itself. And Match Game was one that I actually even enjoyed the second, well, I don't want to say second incarnation, but the most recent one with Alec
Baldwin.
Yes.
Oh.
With Alec Baldwin. I thought that was a good, I don't know if any of you ever saw that iteration of it, but yeah. But it was just.
Did you ever see the bloopers from Match Game?
I think I've seen a few.
Oh my gosh. Oh, geez, hilarious.
Yeah. You make a special out of them.
One was Gene Rayburn came out, and there was a female contestant, and she had these dimples. She had dimples. And so he said to the other contestant, who was a male, he says, I'll just throw her name, Sherry, I guess her name was. Doesn't Sherry have nice nipples? And the dimples.
You know, Gene came across as a little bit of a
lurch,
lecherous sort of
a lech in Hollywood.
What? That microphone meant more than one thing, pal.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah, there's a lot of, and you know, that game went. I think there was a lot. I read that there was a little bit of contention within some of the more
senior
celebrities on that. With Richard Dawson, because it seemed like everybody picked Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Richard to win.
But Richard would give usually, the right answers most of the time, more than the others would, too. Yeah. So, and in fact, I think they changed it, and I hope I'm not about to step on a quiz question, which I think it might be. But so there's a freebie for you. But I think they ended up changing it because, and they made a wheel that they had to spin to decide which celebrity they were going to do, because everybody else was complaining. Yeah. Nobody gets to play because everybody's picking Richard, which ticked Dawson off because he was like, well, there's a reason they picked me. I'm that good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, right after that, Dawson seemed to disappear and he was on his own Family Feud, where he would introduce all the women, kiss them. Let me see what's going on here. But that's a Family Guy. You can't see it, folks.
That was prior to COVID, obviously.
Yeah, really prior to COVID. Anyway, anything else about – so we agree that game shows back in the day were pretty darn awesome.
They were.
This is a good episode.
and it wasn't one of mine.
No, but next in 2 weeks it's a Dave episode, so we're gonna see how that goes. Mm-hmm. because so far mine have not been landing.
No, this all right, it was fun.
But
I love the Match Game.
Guess what? We've got a quiz.
What?
I know, and
a
we've
quiz?
Got
a game show
prizes.
What?
Ooh, hold on a second, folks.
It's a half
and actually, one prize, I don't know who left it at my house, but thank you, because then I'd only had to buy one. I'm using the other one as a prize. So if you win this, whoever bought these, you bought your own prize. However, today's prize is, the first one for the first episode is...
There you go, Dave.
Ron, I think, yes, I brought those.
Use it, Little Debbie Easter basket. And
I would like to, I brought the other one, but
I'd like to point out that Miss Debbie is still wearing her traditional blue checked.
That was only for Valentine's.
However, since it is Easter, this Easter time when this falls in April, I also added
Peeps.
Rice Krispie Peeps.
Oh, I have not heard of those. I've never even seen those before.
Do they actually have Rice Krispies in them? Or
I don't think so.
Like
I think
Rice
it just tastes like Rice Krispie treats.
No, I think it's the Rice Krispies are inside.
Well, maybe they're inside.
You know,
I don't know.
Are Dr. Pepper versions of
I saw that. I thought of that. But then I thought, do we get Dr. Pepper, you know, or do we do Blackberry?
My gosh.
Anyway, so you got Peeps. And you got your Little Debbie cakes, which Ron provided for us.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you,
well,
Ron.
Well, I hope whoever wins them enjoys them.
All right. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeff.
Jeff. Dave.
Except,
all right.
Except Jeff.
We are going to start this quiz off.
B.
You're right, Dave. We're going to start
Someone
this quiz.
Bring out Trebek.
Quiz off. We'll do it. Let's start with Dave. He was willing to throw out the answer already. So, Dave, question number one: who was the first woman to win an Emmy for hosting a game show? Was it A. Ellen DeGeneres, B, Arlene Francis. That's Arlene who I was Francis. Thinking of. Arlene Francis, or C, Betty White?
I'll go with C.
Betty White. Jeff, Ellen DeGeneres, Arlene Francis, Betty White.
I'm going to say Arlene Francis.
All right.
I don't know what Arlene else she did.
Francis. Ron.
I'm going to say Ellen, Brian.
Ellen DeGeneres. And Bob.
Arlene.
Arlene Francis?
Yes.
Betty White.
Betty White. What game show she hosts?
Just Men. No surprise there.
Never heard.
I did her little rabbit hole.
I thought she guest hosted on Password.
No, she had her own game show. I'm telling you right now, and it was after he was gone. But it was bad. Oh. I mean, the whole concept was bad.
But she won an Emmy.
Yeah, she was a great host because she flirted with all of them. And she did the Betty thing, but the game, the rules, the concept, it was just kind of dumb. But anyway, Jeff, you're next.
Yep.
Which game show host has won the most daytime Emmys? A. Bob Barker, B. Alex Trebek, or C. Peter Marshall?
You said daytime. I'm going to say Bob Barker.
All right, and
yeah, I'm going to go with Bob Barker, Brian.
All right, Bob.
Bob Barker.
And Dave.
Although I think it's a trick question.
Peter Marshall.
And everybody else tied up, Dave, it's Bob Barker. Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
Spay and neuter those pets.
Sometimes you go the opposite direction just pays same. Off, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Number three, Ron. Who has hosted the most game shows in TV history?
Oh.
A, Bill Cullen, B, Wink Martindale, or C, Pat Sajak?
I'm going to go with Wink Martindale, not the defensive coordinator.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
It's the University of Michigan's D coordinator's name is Wink Martindale.
Really?
Yes,
it is. I didn't know
that. Any relation?
No, I don't think.
Grandson. No, I don't know. I'm not. Bob, Bill Cullen, Wink Martindale, Pat Sajak.
Bill Cullen.
And Dave.
Pat Sajak.
And
I'm going to say Wink.
Bob got it. Bill Cullen.
Really? Wow.
He was on radio, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
He started a long time ago.
Long time.
Is he still doing it?
I doubt he's dead.
Well, I'm just saying, I find it hard to believe you matched over 30 years of shows.
I said, who has hosted the most game shows in TV history? How many has Pat Sajak hosted?
Okay, I see what you're saying. I was thinking wrong. I was thinking episodes.
Yeah, no. Hold on, that's coming.
Bob.
Number four.
Bob,
you start. Who holds the Guinness Book record for the longest career as a game show host? A, Bob Barker. B, Pat Sajak, or C, Peter Marshall?
Bob Barker. Spay and neuter.
I'm sticking with Pat.
You're going to stick with Pat on this one?
I'm going to say Bob Barker.
And you?
I'm going to go Pat Sajak.
It was Pat Sajak. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Because Wheel of Fortune started before Jeopardy, or at least before the evening one. I'm
glad I gave up sweets for Lent.
Number five, Dave. Charles Nelson Reilly left Match Game for one season. Why? A, he was feuding with Richard Dawson. Mm-hmm. B, he was starring in a made-for-TV movie called Hamburgers. Or C, he was directing a revival of Our Town on Broadway.
C.
And Jeff.
Oh, man.
Feuding with Richard Dawson.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
I was trying to think how he used to laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to repeat your question.
No, that's right. What did you say? Feuding with Richard Dawson?
Yeah,
I guess I didn't mean to interrupt your question.
Ron.
I'll go with the R-Town revival, Brian.
The Broadway and...
Broadway.
He was starring in a made-for-TV movie called Hamburgers.
It took a year?
They liked it.
It was well done. Boom, boom.
And right down the middle.
See, I remember him doing that Uncle Croc show. Was it Uncle Croc? Something like Uncle Crocodile.
I couldn't have done that any better, my friend.
Croc's block.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, you're next.
Yep.
Who was considered the most difficult person to work with on Match Game? A, Gene Rayburn. B, Charles Nelson Reilly. C, Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Ron.
Survey says Richard Dawson.
Bob.
Richard Dawson.
And Dave. Richard Dawson.
No, I'm just kidding.
It was Richard Dawson. Darn it, it was Charles Dawson.
All right. Next one, Ron. Which of the following men did not host an incarnation of Password? A, Wink Martindale. B, Tom Kennedy. C, Bert Convy. Wink Martindale, Tom Kennedy, Bert Convy. Tom Kennedy always had the really big glass. I mean, you could tell that it was 1970s with Tom Kennedy's glasses.
I'm going to go with Tom Kennedy, Brian.
And Bob.
Tom Kennedy.
I'm going to say Tom Kennedy because I have no idea who it was. When I see big glasses, I think Bill Kennedy.
Bill Kennedy.
The movie.
Oh, no. Wink Martindale, maybe Tom Kennedy, Bert Convy.
I'm going to say Wink.
Wink Martindale was the only one who never
Look at that. It's a four-way tie.
It is a four-way tie.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Still anybody's game. Wow.
Yes. Bob. Ron. Bob.
Bob.
Which of these hosts never actually played on the game they had hosted? All right. A, Dick Clark, The Pyramid. B, Gene Rayburn, Match Game. Or C, Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune. Which one never actually played the game that they had hosted?
Let me say Pat Sajak.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
At some point, each one of these hosts, except one,
I'm going to go
actually
with Pat Sajak,
became then. A contestant.
I'm going to go with Pat Sajak.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pat Sajak.
Yeah, let's go with Pat Sajak.
And the four-way tie is, and it's pretty easy, because I don't think, did they ever have Celebrity Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but not with Pat Sajak.
All right, who's next? Who's next? Dave. Number nine. All right. What is the longest running game show as of March 2025? A, Jeopardy. B, Price is Right. C, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
And Jeff. Oh, gosh. Jeopardy, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune.
I thought Price is Right came out before Wheel. I'm going to say Price is Right.
And Ron.
Wheel of Fortune.
And Bob.
Jeopardy.
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yep.
And Jeff's in the lead.
Jeff's taken. Jeff, I can't eat sweets until my Lent is over, has taken the lead.
The shelf life on these is 5 years. We're good.
Jeff, you're next. What game show was notorious for executive producers and their host fighting constantly?
All the above?
Yeah.
I mean.
A, Family Feud. B, Match Game. C, The Newlywed Game.
Oh, man. The producers and who else?
The host.
The host.
One game show was notorious for the executive producers and the host were constantly fighting. A, Family Feud. B, Match Game.
Yeah, I'm going to say Family Feud.
All right.
I'm going to say Newlywed Game, Brian.
All right.
Match Game.
All right.
I'm going with Feud.
It was Family Feud.
Dawson was difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he'd tell you that everybody else was difficult.
Yeah, but for what I heard, and plus, you know, some of his antics, I think the producers were always on him.
It's, yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
Ron.
Ron.
No more tongue.
Who?
Now there's
what,
a drop.
I guess a nice little
first he touched the knobs, and now he's
touched the knob, and now no more tongue. I might open the show with those folks. I don't know.
If you don't like tongue, we get some lovely pastrami.
What? Number 11.
It's a butcher joke,
right? Yeah, it was butchered. Number 11.
Sting thy arrow.
All in jest. Number 11. Who was the first host of Jeopardy? A, Hugh Downs. B, Art Fleming. Or C, Bill Cullen.
Mm. I'm going to go with Art Fleming.
Bob.
Art Fleming.
I lost on Jeopardy. Art Fleming.
All right. Yep. Hugh Downs, Art Fleming, or Bill Cullen?
Art Fleming.
It was Art Fleming. Everybody got a point.
And it's only because Weird Al quotes Art Fleming. You know
he's coming back. He's touring this summer with all his hits.
Yeah.
I got tickets for the boys and I need to go.
Oh, where's he going? Where's he going to be?
Pine Knob.
Pine Knob. Pine Knob.
Yeah.
I've not seen him there. I've seen him several places. Toledo Zoo a couple times. Up at Holly, Michigan. Is that
Pine Knob? Pine Knob.
That must have been Pine Knob.
Yeah,
that's in Clarkson, isn't it? Yeah.
They have. Yeah. You can either sit on the grass or you have the
DT.
Oh, we used to.
I think I've seen him in Ann Arbor. Yeah. So.
I finally decided since I was going to go do the last. I know I'm tangenting off. We were going to do the last one, but he wasn't touring with his hits. It was all these. And I said no because the boys grew up loving him, and I thought I'm going to give him tickets.
I kind of wanted to see the strings one that
he just did before that. Hmm. Yeah, whose turn is it?
Bob.
Bob. Hmm. In what year did Ed Abbey? He understood me.
Sound of Music.
In what? I listened to that. In what year did Alan Ludden pass away? Julie wants to talk to you later.
She's more than welcome.
Number 12. In what year did Alan Ludden pass away? A, 1980, B, 1981, or C, 1982?
Let's split the difference. 81.
81 and Dave.
I'll go with Bob, 81.
And Jeff?
82.
I'll go 1980 so somebody gets it right.
Two people got it right. It was 1981.
Ah, nice.
Bob and Dave.
Oh,
Dave
we got a
is
tie
tied
now.
Up with Jeff. All right. And Dave, you're next.
Sure.
Who was the original host of Wheel of Fortune? Was it A, Pat Sajak, B, Bill Cullen, or C, Chuck Woolery?
Pat Sajak.
And Jeff
we
was...
We talked about this before. Chuck Woolery.
And Ron.
Hmm.
Pat Sajak, Bill Cullen, or Chuck Woolery?
I'm going to go Pat Sajak because Dave seems pretty adamant. So, yeah.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Oh.
Chuck Woolery.
Boo.
Is that the daytime version?
Well, then don't forget Ralph Bemirsky also hosted for a while there as well.
I don't know, Dave.
Yeah, I'm wondering because...
I might just keep these damn people myself.
I think we need to be clear on which ones we're doing.
I agree. These questions aren't very concise.
Who's next? Get this thing over with. Number 14.
The producers are.
How many questions are there total?
16.
Okay, so I got two more chances.
You still got a shot. I, on the other hand, do not.
Ready for this one, Jeff?
I'm ready.
Net worth.
Yeah.
Don't you think that joke's a little old and tired?
No.
Me either. What was Bob Barker's net worth at the time of his death?
Oh, dear God.
A, $70 million, B, $82 million, or C, $85
million? I'll split the difference, say $82.
All right.
Well, let's see. He's probably still getting those residuals from Happy Gilmore, so I'm going to say $85.
Bob, $70 million, $82 million, $85
million.
$82. And Dave?
What did Jeff say? That's the one I'm going with.
He's going to go $1 next. What did you say?
Right.
I said 82.
82.
70 million.
Oh.
Poor Bob.
Does that include the foundation that he set up?
He died broke.
He used all his money to get the animal spayed and neutered.
All right, who was next?
Me.
All right, Ron.
Is this for 500 points?
No.
Oh.
What game show host was consistently bashed by fans because of his outspoken political views? A, Pat Sajak, B, Ellen DeGeneres, or C, Chuck Woolery?
Oh, Chuck Woolery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob.
Chuck Woolery.
All right. Pat Sajak, Ellen DeGeneres, or Chuck Woolery?
I'm going to stick with Pat.
Pat Sajak. And what do you say?
Ron seemed pretty excited when he answered that, so I'm going to say Chuck.
Ron lives a very...
He gets excited about a lot of things.
I do. None of it pays off.
Chuck Woolery. So I know Ron had it, Jeff had it. Bob, what did you say?
What's your source on that? What is your source on that? Bashed by who again?
Well, he was lit apart on Twitter before it was purchased by Elon Musk. Because Chuck was a big Trumper. And
so was Pat Sajak.
Yeah, but Chuck was like vocal about it.
Chuck Woolery was constantly on
Twitter.
Okay.
With his MAGA hats and his guns and his whatnot.
Pat had his, but Pat kind of played it down a little bit.
I think he's still on the board over at Hillsdale College, in fact.
Oh, wow. He may be.
Chuck Woolery?
No, Pat.
Pat Sajak.
Oh, Pat Sajak.
Buller is
dead. He's an ultra-conservative.
Last question.
Bob. For 7,000 points.
Well, it doesn't matter. I think Jeff's won now.
Well, wait.
I don't.
Well, yep. Actually, he has.
We're gonna play one more round anyway. Number 16, Bob. Which of these stars was not a creator of Win, Lose, or Draw?
Oh, gosh. Bring out that
what
one.
A show.
A, Burt Convoy. Burt Convy, B, Vicki Lawrence, C, Burt Reynolds. Who was not a creator of Win, Lose, or Draw? Burt Convy, Vicki Lawrence, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Convy.
Okay.
I don't even remember the show, so I'll say Vicki Lawrence.
Okay.
I remember the show. Burt Reynolds is like such an odd.
They all seem odd.
No, I'm going to say.
They're Hollywood.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say.
Yeah, they're
Burt Convy.
Burt Convy. He's the only one that's I would relate to a game show.
Well, it's funny though. If I remember correctly, the lore behind that show is it was actually a game that they used to play at Burt Reynolds' house.
It is.
So therefore, Burt was way into it.
Burt. Yeah.
So I'm going to go Burt Convy.
Okay, well, Burt Convy then.
The answer. The answer is. Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Burt Convy and Burt Reynolds actually called up Burt Convy and said, listen, you're a game show person. I love this and I want to put this on TV. And
it was
Convy
great. They had the couches and there were two teams.
Oh, yeah. Lonnie was there all the time.
And it was like a charades kind of, it was like a Pictionary type thing where they had to stand up there and they had to draw it.
That's
and,
right.
It was. It was very Pictionary.
And Burt just sat there laughing half drunk.
I was thinking that Burt Convy.
I just wasn't aware of Vicki Lawrence ever doing game show stuff.
So. I think she did do so. I think she was actually on Win, Lose, or Draw a few times. But
speaking of Win.
Yes, and hey, guess what? Jeff, I can't eat it for 2 months. Rice Krispie Treats and the Easter Basket cakes.
I will make sure that each and every one of you guys don't have anything.
Outstanding.
And that's how we roll on the porch, folks.
I will share.
I just want to know
if Sunny.
Really Rice Krispie Treats in those people.
Oh, here. Well, finish your show
up. Well, anyway, that's it for this episode, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Next, in two more weeks, we have, as we count down to episode 50, we have episode 48, which is a Dave episode. He asked for this, and I'm giving it to him.
Oh, good.
Pilgrim.
I didn't have to do the quiz for it.
We are.
Yeah, there's no Rice Krispies.
No, you don't have to do the quiz for it.
Oh, good.
We are doing Westerns. So until then, you can win, you can lose, you can draw anywhere you want, but stay off our porch.